La sécurité alimentaire reste encore une question qui préoccupe plusieurs Edmontoniens. Dans un communiqué publié la semaine dernière, le gouvernement de l'Alberta a décidé d'intervenir pour veiller à ce que les Albertains qui sont dans les besoins aient accès à des aliments nutritifs de qualité. Et cela dans le but d'accroître la sécurité alimentaire des Albertains. Du côté des banques alimentaires, des fonds ont été versés par le gouvernement provincial pour résoudre cette question. Tamison Benchnight, qui est responsable des relations stratégiques et des partenariats à l'Edmonton's Food Bank, nous parle de ce programme et nous donne un aperçu de comment ils servent la communauté d'Edmonton, plus de 34 000 personnes par mois pour être précis. Et elle nous parle aussi de la diversité de programmes qu'offre l'Edmonton Food Bank.
Edmonton's Food Bank, we were actually the first food bank in Canada. We were established in 1981. And so we're known as the Edmonton Gleaners Association. And we started by collecting, gathering surplus food from grocery stores to provide food to shelters and soup kitchens in the inner city. And then we expanded and we also offer hampers. And then we expanded even more, not just fresh products that we gleaned, but we've also added in donated food items that are traditionally non-perishable. So that goes to individuals and households around the city. And we're currently feeding 34,000 people a month through our hamper programs. Plus, we're providing over 300 partner organizations with food. So when people hear about Hope Mission, Bissell, Boyle Street, they hear about school serving hot lunches and that kind of thing. A bunch of that food is coming from Edmonton's Food Bank through our warehouse system. And so we're able to share that food with all these other valuable groups out there in the community doing work. And then on top of the food side of things, we also have a program called Beyond Food. Food insecurity is a symptom of poverty. And so by handing out food, it will never actually fully alleviate food insecurity. Food is important. We have to keep people fed. But outside of that, we have to look at other things. So our Beyond Food program is actually a job readiness kind of self-reliant employability kind of program where we will sit down with an individual and do a work plan, help them rewrite their resume, do some job searches and understand what to do and do mock interviews. We will also pay for a safety ticket if somebody needs it. So somebody is trying to get a warehouse job and it's a competitive market and, you know, they could use a forklift license to help them get that little boost ahead to get that job. So the food bank, we will pay for that through that program once they go through the criteria and to support people to become food secure by getting them jobs and becoming self-reliant. So there's kind of two parts of our work and we're feeding people, but we're also trying to help people become self-reliant.
Tamison nous explique également comment le gouvernement de l'Alberta travaille avec Banque alimentaire d'Edmonton pour résoudre le problème de plus en plus important de la faim et aider tous les Edmontoniens dans les besoins.
I like to start explaining to everyone that although we all want to point fingers at everybody, we all have to recognize that we all have a role to play. So nonprofits like Edmonton's Food Bank have a role to play. Individuals and households have a role to play, whether they're donating food, donating time, donating money, and it doesn't necessarily have to be right to Edmonton's Food Bank. It might be to a local group that they want to support, but I want them to find their passion and connect it with a mission. So it takes that. It takes business. It will also take government. So we all have a role to play. Edmonton's Food Bank, we aren't government funded, so that's what people might not realize. Like, we are able to get grants from the government, grants, but we can also be denied. So we never actually get core funding. So for funding for staff, we do not get from any level of government. We do not get any of that kind of support. There has been a recent announcement, and so this was an announcement that was actually made last year, and it rolled into this year because it was a two-year commitment from the province of Alberta, making their commitments of $10 million a year for those 2 years. That's $20 million all in. And so they've announced that they're going to be doing the next disbursement, and we're very fortunate as an organization that we're going to be getting $280,000 from the government of Alberta, and that money will help us buy food. And that will give us about a month, month and a half worth of just a little bit of a breather room to keep up with our work. And because right now, it's heavy. It's a lot of heavy work lifting right now and a lot of work.
En dépit de toutes les aides que reçoit Banque alimentaire d'Edmonton, Tamison nous explique comment Banque alimentaire d'Edmonton utilise les fonds du gouvernement et les soutiens communautaires pour aider les gens qui sont dans les besoins, et particulièrement dans cette période de festivités.
So, the province of Alberta, their $280,000 will actually go straight to buying food. So, we buy over $9,000 worth of eggs a week. to make sure that we have it not only for our hampers, but for our agency partners. We buy shelf-stable milk. We will buy oil and flour to make sure that they're culturally receptive to some of the different groups that we support. And as we begin down this path of the festive time of year, we actually have to buy turkeys, we buy hams, and we also purchase halal chickens for individuals that of the Muslim faith that they don't eat regular chickens, right? So, you know, we want to be as respectful and supportive as possible. So that's where money goes. And we're very fortunate as an organization. We've actually been named one of the top 10 charities by Charity Intelligence for the use of funds. So, of course, people donate food to us, and that goes all out to individuals and agency partners that need it, straight up. Funds allow us to keep the lights on and us being able to operate and be out in the community. So our trucks out in the roads, our volunteers and staff answering the phones, entering the information, our database, the dispatch, and being able to get that food around the city. So funds allow us to do all that behind-the-scenes work to make sure we keep food moving to the households that need it the most. Well, definitely for Edmonton's Food Bank, the funding that's coming in from the province of Alberta will help us with our food purchases. So yearly we buy over $3 million worth of food. $280,000 will be a wonderful boost to us to allow us to, you know, offset some of our costs to making sure that food gets out into the community, especially this time of year when we're looking at the turkeys, the hams, and the halal chicken through our hamper programs and our agency partners. And so we're very fortunate. But realistically, it is the individuals who are helping us keep our doors open. These are our donors, our volunteers who are giving their time to keep us working and allowing us to continue to feed our community.
Et à la fin de son discours, elle adresse un message de remerciement et d'encouragement à toutes les personnes de la communauté d'Edmonton qui font des dons à Banque alimentaire d'Edmonton.
To the Edmonton community, I want to just express my deepest appreciation and thanks for their continued support of our work. We can't do it alone. We can't rely only on one source of funding. We have to be diverse. And we're very fortunate that many Edmontonians support our work, whether it's can by can or dollar by dollar. Everyone giving what they can give supports us and keeps our doors open. And I'm very grateful. So thank you.
Eileen Koulou, journaliste pour IGL.